about, should we talk about more Game of Thrones?
I don't think we should, actually.
Well, you don't like it, but you know a lot about it, Alan.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, there's a lot of things I don't like, but I know a lot about.
You just like all the top, you know, you just watched YouTube list of the top 10 Westeros cuties.
Oh, it's just Khaleesi over and over again, isn't it?
She doesn't live in Westeros right now.
Yeah, she lives in... idiot.
Yeah, fucking dumb.
She's from Westeros, though.
We all know you're number one. That's true. We all know your favorite cutie is the mountain, because you love mountains and you love fresh air.
I'm a big fan of rocks.
Not the NPR show.
I hate Ira Glass.
He does nothing to do with fresh air, but...
He's the only NPR person I know.
Oh, okay. You don't even know Gary Keeler?
Is that like Garrison Keeler?
His jokes are Terry Gross.
Hey, Ben.
Is this the show?
Yeah, this is the show, actually.
Fuck.
Welcome to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black. Welcome, Alan.
Always.
And this week, we have a special guest with a very special announcement. Ben Pack, welcome to the program.
Hey, everybody. Hello. What's up? It's great to be here. How you doing, Russ? How you doing, Alan?
Hey,
have you ever been on a proper episode? Because you've been on a Monster...
He was on episode 10.
Monster Girl Show.
I was on an episode. Episode 10.
And you returned 40 weeks later.
And 40 weeks
wiser. Stronger,
wiser.
Smarter, 40 weeks. Better, faster, stronger.
Is something in the Bible take 40 weeks? Did they wander through the desert for 40 weeks?
40 years, but...
Oh, well, same thing.
They had a hard time recording weeks back then, so it could have been 40 weeks.
I don't know how the calendar
works.
Or it could
have been 40 weeks. Maybe they took a nap.
Possible.
if you didn't know, Ben, we switched over to a Bible study podcast.
I've got some opinions
about the Bible if you want me to get into them.
Hey. First things first, God is a pretty lady with a dick. She's got both genitalia. And she knows how to use both of them.
Well,
at the same time.
I've got a fun fact for you guys. Did you know that religion has killed more people than all the wars in the world combined?
Yes, exactly.
But it's also saved more lives than all of medicine.
That's very
true.
So who can say if it's good or bad?
Did you know that when Jesus made all those pieces... Turn that one piece of bread into a fish. What did he do again?
He turned one piece of bread into one fish.
Like a lot of fucking fish.
And, like, he couldn't.
He tried to turn it back because he realized he needed that bread.
The fish that he actually handed that fish over to a wise man who then proceeded to cut it up, bread it, and fry it. And that was Fisherman Gordon. So Fisherman Gordon is the oldest company in the world.
Now, do you guys remember Adventures from the Book of Virtues?
It was the two kids who went under the cave.
And there's like a horny buffalo there. Yeah, that's PBS. It was like a horny buffalo and like a weird like meerkat or something.
Yes, the horny meerkat. For some reason, I conflate that with the Never Ending Story cartoon on HBO Family. That I think for half a year, we got the HBO package for free. And we watched a lot of HBO Family programming. And, Just a Little Curious. I watched a lot of Just a Little Curious. I think we have literally talked about Just a Little Curious on the show before.
No, what is Just a Little Curious? I don't think you mentioned it.
It's exactly as it sounds. It's about exploring your sexuality at age 7. No, it's, Nick Jr. It was their Nick Jr. equivalent.
Okay.
There was like an anthropomorphic ball with a creepy face.
Oh, like face.
I think and his mom was a door, or his mother figure was a door.
I have trouble with this. This is upsetting to me. What's his dad? What's his dad like then?
He didn't have a dad.
So,
The nuclear family doesn't mean what it used to.
Did he burst fully formed from the mom's door face like Athena from Zeus's head?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
He also, the little, it was like a JJ the Jet Plane situation where, did JJ the Jet Plane have like a little kid's voice?
Ben, do you know?
Yeah, he actually had the voice of Leonard Cohen.
Oh boy. That's why he was
is that the guy?
He's always talking about Hallelujahs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a second there, I got him mixed up with the singer-songwriter who did Cats in the Cradle. Who did that?
Cat Stevens.
Yeah, Cat Stevens.
Yes, was that Cat Stevens?
Yeah, he said, the original recording went, "And I'm in the cradle with the silver spoon. A little boy blue is a man on the moon. And I'm changing my name to Yusef Islam because I don't give a damn."
Then they said, "That's too political." And then they wrote a skateboard.
Yep, that's it. I just Googled it and that's it.
Yeah. What about Nick Drake? Nick Drake was probably
one of the voices. You guys ever think about how Google's actually making us dumber?
Hey guys, when I go out in public, I always see all these teens texting, looking at their phones, but they're not talking to each other.
Oh, another special guest has arrived. Jerry Seinfeld, everybody.
Hey kids. What's the deal with political correctness on college campuses?
We don't know.
I got white tennis shoes and mom jeans. Was he the original back person with the white Vans? Was he the original Dan Daniel? Jerry Seinfeld's the original Damn Daniel. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, exactly. Damn Jerry.
Kramer busts in and goes, "Damn Jerry." Yeah. That's actually good.
Your enthusiasm. Oh, Larry boy. David was the first guy to yell that.
Probably.
Pretty much.
Oh, man.
This is Hogcast Speedy Delivery, everybody. This is the 50th episode. Did you ever think we'd hit 50, Alan?
I figured we probably would because we have nothing better to do.
I got you guys a gift.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
For 50 episodes. You should have received it. It's that box.
Oh.
You each got one.
That I did get a box. Box.
You should have. Look
well,
over
hey,
there.
Hey, wait. I've got a new complaint.
Wait. That joke was Nirvana.
Oh, boy. Thanks. I know.
Hello, baby.
I know a lot of Nirvana lyrics.
Hey, Pearl Jam. I'm hungry all of a sudden. I just said Pearl Jam.
Oh, that's a JoJo's reference. Good.
That is a joke. Like, hey, let's go get Italian food.
Hey.
Ben,
you watch much anime anymore?
I want to watch JoJo.
There's a lot of it to watch.
Yeah, there is a lot of it. There was a time when there was like 26 episodes and I could point to somebody and say, "Go watch JoJo's," and now I can't really do that anymore.
Now because there's like 100 episodes of it. They're all good.
They're all good.
You should watch Wakako
Kase?
Yeah, you should watch that.
Okay.
It's just a lady who goes to places and she eats food and she talks about how good
Fieri
it is.
The anime.
Oh,
Guy
I've
Fieri.
Seen that.
Yeah, it's good. It's like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Are you sure you didn't watch an episode of Diners, Take-ins, and Dive-outs?
No, first of all, it's Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives.
The gunshots.
Dives.
The gunshot part got edited out later. That's there's only in international territories.
That's a MIA
place.
Does that part.
In San Jose. And it's like definitely the best falafel around. It's really, really tasty. And Guy Fieri visited them and did a Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives for it. And they have a mural going around the whole building, and they decided to repaint it and put Guy Fieri in it 4 times.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
I'd love to see like a mural of what's going on inside of Guy Fieri's mystic hair. If there's some sort of gnomish race battling some sort of dark creature within.
You think it's kind of like the forest moon of Endor?
I was thinking more Chronicles of Pure Dane, but
okay.
Sure.
Now, have you guys ever thought about how Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives, D3 is kind of the sequel to Dark Dreams Don't Die? Or the prequel, but rather.
That was the prequel.
Prequel, rather. What I'm saying is, it's really fucked up that Sweary made this TV show.
There's D...
You guys
you
have
killed
to...
Ben.
Excuse me, I think...
Wait,
I don't know if it's
Ben,
like
did some sort of
something.
Dark specter and...
No, I think it's Heartburn.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I just don't
Are you sure
feel
you
great.
Weren't... What's wrong, Ben? Is everything okay?
Is everything fine?
Yeah, I think so. You just go ahead. Just keep going. I'll tell you know if we need to stop
just
the recording
ghost ahead.
Or something. I don't know what... What are you talking about?
Oh, boy.
Russ, I just realized we're recording on the 1 year anniversary of the Ratchet Boys' death.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I forgot that this happened.
Who are the Ratchet Boys?
Oh, the Ratchet Boys were our rival podcasters that had a Ratchet and Clank podcast. Das
Much
Ratchet,
more popular.
Yeah, Das Ratchet
and
Boy
were,
and
they were
Joe
officially
Clankman.
Sponsored by Sega despite not talking about Sonic.
It was very weird.
It was a weird setup. And around the time the new movie came out, their graves had been exhumed for some reason.
Well, you
probably because I had been defacing it so much.
Well, that and also you told me that you dug up their graves and there was already skeletons in there after only a year.
Well, I reburied it and then somebody exhumed it later.
This is very confusing.
It is very confusing. This is like a Metal Gear Solid plot at this point. Anyway, to make a long story short, the body of Big Boss.
It was actually Solidus.
It was actually Solidus to make sense of things.
Yeah.
And it turns out the DOS Ratchet boys their specters or spirits might be flying out and about, but I don't know where they are.
If you believe in that kind of thing.
Are you calling them the DOS Ratchet boys?
They're one of them is they are the I always call them the Ratchet boys. One of them is named DOS Ratchet boy, and the other one is Gerald Clankman. but Russ always forgets that and calls them DOS Ratchet boys. Ben's dying. This is bad.
What's going on? I don't feel good. Hold on. Oh, boy. I'm gonna get some water. You guys keep going.
What are you even talking about?
Oh, Russ, this is a we should have never done our 50th episode on 69 Day.
That's true. You know, it's National Sex Day, so it's just like Kwanzaa or Hanukkah, a holiday I can't participate in.
That's true.
Once again, I thought of that joke and I was going to tweet it, but then I said, why don't I save this hot material for the
podcast that nobody listens to?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
I'm back.
You're back. Okay, good.
Yeah, I feel a lot better.
Okay, that's good.
What happened?
I don't know. I just, something in me feels strange.
It's probably because it's 69 day.
It's true. Probably because it's 69 day.
It's just, that's called horniness, Ben. It's fine.
I'm it's incredibly horny for, now, you guys have to tell me if this is, like, weird. Because I feel like this is a safe space and I can tell you guys anything.
Sure.
But I'm horny for a cat and a robot?
Huh.
That sounds perfectly normal.
Is that normal?
Was like a,
yeah, I mean, people, there's a lot of sex robots now. That's fine. And in Canada, you can have sex with cats now.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's actually true.
If it was a space cat or a Lombax.
If it was a Lombax.
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly what kind of cat it is. I'm not a...
Is it a cat holding a big wrench?
But now that you mention that...
Not Bubsy, though.
Not Bubsy. If it's okay to be not horny Bubsy. For Bubsy.
It's not Bubsy, though, because I think of him as, like, a friend, not a sexual partner.
Same.
Of course.
Yeah, I've been through a lot with Bubsy. I wouldn't want to ruin that. I don't know. Just tell.
Besides, Bubsy is in love with Arrow the Acrobat, or so my fanfiction says.
Mm.
I thought it was
Rosemaster from that one cartoon or that comic book.
Rosemaster? What?
Some that one artist who does that Cucumber Quest or whatever did a fucking.
Oh, Bleed Man.
No, not Bleed Man.
Then who could it be?
Oh, maybe it is Bleed Man.
Who's the expert here?
What I was thinking of is, yeah, you're right. It's Bleedman. It's Powerpuff Girls Dojinshi. Yeah. Bubsy's in it.
Yeah, Bubsy's in it now. He's a Nicktoon.
Yeah.
If Tack and the Power of Juju can be a Nicktoon, so can Bubsy the Cat.
Is Tack and the Power of Juju in the Bleedman comics?
Hopefully.
I hope he, like, resurrects
somebody's dead
body.
In all of his racist glory.
I remember when Tack and the Power of Juju was a real cartoon?
Tack and the Power of Juju made me uncomfortable just because the word Juju does, like, what is Juju? I don't know.
It's like Mojo.
It's like Mojo? Well, I mean, that's Adam Sandler. Who am I thinking? Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
I'm horny, baby.
Oh, boy. I'm horny, baby. That's his favorite catchphrase.
I'm horny, baby. It's me, Adam Sandler.
That's his famous catchphrase, hey, and look, it's Fat Bastard
Kevin
played
James,
by Kevin
I'm
James.
Horny, baby.
Oh boy!
You know,
I saw the new Adam Sandler film.
Which one?
The Netflix
do-over.
One.
Yes, I've seen all. I think I've seen most. I have not seen Grown Ups 1, but I've seen most of the modern terrible. I have not seen Jack and Jill either.
I haven't seen
Blended.
We ought to actually watch those someday, Russ, because they look awful.
Yeah.
Have you
what
seen
about Here Comes the Kaboom? Spanglish? What is it again? Here Comes the Boom.
Adam Sandler.
Vanquish?
That's not an Adam Sandler movie.
Vanquish is a PS3 game.
Vanquish is good. I like when Platinum.
Hey, take this, you little robot.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, wait, say that again, but slower.
Hey, I'm gonna take you out, you little robot.
No. What you said before, take this little robot. Say that really slow.
Take this, you little robot.
All right. That turned, guys, that really turned me on.
Oh, man.
Ben.
Yeah?
I'm gonna put this light up to your eyeball.
Okay, we're
see what's with your brain.
Hundreds of thousands and millions of miles away from each other.
Ah, but it'll go through the fiber optic cables. It's fine. Just look into your webcam.
Look into your webcam.
I'm gonna put my ear up to my webcam and my eye up to my mic.
Okay, I'm initiating hacker mode. Let me hack into your. Well, now that I've hacked the system.
Now that Russ stopped the recording by mashing his keyboard, making hacking noises.
Man, I'm looking into your brain right now, and oh shit. You know what I see past there? A little cashew.
Uh-huh. What do you see there?
Oh, that's his brain, actually.
Oh. Wah. Isn't that an Animaniacs joke?
It might just be. Are the good feathers there? I fucking hate the good feathers. Have I talked about this recently?
No.
I hate the fucking good feathers.
I'm finally, someone is bold enough to take down the good
feathers. Oh, I remember the good feathers. It was the fucking pigeon mafia or whatever the hell, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Goodfellas parody.
Yeah.
Because children love rated R films. They suck. I hate the good feathers.
Let's see, what else was there? What other animated?
Fuck, Mary, Kill, the three good feathers.
I don't...
Oh, Russ, I just realized that the water bottle I'm drinking is Civil War branded.
Oh, man. Does it have Stonewall Jackson on it? Or,
yeah, actually. No, it has...
Tecumseh Sherman.
It's hard to tell because all these like Confederate dudes kind of look like the same guy. I think actually it might be Robert E. Lee. It's hard to tell.
Well, all these fucking whiteys, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only general I can remember is...
Zod.
Specific from
God, why
can
I not
city.
Forget her? Why did I forget Ferris Bueller's name?
What?
Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, that's the only Civil War general I can remember.
Okay.
You know what? When he and Denzel Washington fought for the North.
No, I don't remember
it's
that
Glory.
At all.
It's the movie Glory.
Oh, that's that movie. Okay.
The Color Purple.
The Color Purple is not that movie.
No, I'm just saying random World War II movies.
Okay.
Oh, I have to leave, guys.
But hold on, sorry, it's almost time for our most popular segment.
Oh. What's that?
The Robin Minute.
Oh. Okay, let's get this started. Later, because I was going to record this at a later date, remember, with actual Robin here?
Oh, I forgot about that. We'll just cut this out.
Thank you.
You should have reminded me.
Okay. Now I'm going to snap my fingers and our friend Robin will be on. We don't have to worry when you're by my side. There's nothing I don't know. Hey everybody, this is Russ. You know me from the hit show, the hit podcast, Hogcast Speedy Delivery.
The number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. With you as always.
We're always popular, and we always get a lot of messages from our fans saying you're very smart, you're very handsome.
But that's mostly just me and not you.
Well, just... Alan doesn't have fans. He has a society doming him. I feel like everybody just wants to bully him.
I mean, it's true. Not enough people, though.
Like, can you consider those fans, though? Because you're supposed to bully fans. Or as I've come to believe.
See, I do a lot of bullying as a return on investment thing.
Okay.
So that way I can get some bullying back in return.
But then you think about it, you remember that one film, All About Eve. Is that like an erotic fantasy for you?
What's All About Eve about?
It's the one about the woman who slowly gets her life replaced by this younger actress, and the cycle repeats over and over.
What?
You've never seen that? It's like a famous Hollywood movie. It's like this famous Hollywood actress is getting up in years, so probably like age 28.
Okay.
Kidding, it was like 30 or something. Anyway,
I'm so Hollywood's I'm confused how this ties into me, but okay.
because it's a fan who's coming in and taking over your life.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. I thought that might be an erotic fantasy of yours.
I don't know if it'd be erotic, but I'd be into it. It depends on how they replace me. Like, if they kill me or something like that. Or just, like, keep me tied up and,
what if they trapped you in a closet?
Okay, that'd be cool, too.
And anyway, I don't know where this was going. So, we originally planned a segment where we would have Robin on the show to do her own personal Robin Minute after we've done about 20 to 25. I don't remember when we started doing the Robin Minute.
I think it was pretty late because we were like ran. That was a long episode.
So we were so we were allowing her to take over the spot for a week, but she couldn't make it. So instead, we just had her send in some audio, which I'll be editing in.
And we're gonna listen to now, and then
we're gonna listen
comment
to it
on it afterwards.
It's gonna be huge. People are gonna love
it's
it.
Good audio.
Okay, so we're gonna listen now. You're gonna hear it edited in, piped in. Okay.
Welcome to the Robin Minute with your guest host, Robin. Let's just dive right into this. Love Live is good now. I've just made this scandalous discovery after playing a couple hours of the app. And yeah, it's not bad. I absolutely used to hate it, but it's fun. You know, except for the girl with the orange hair and the ponytail on the side of her head. She can fuck off. I don't enjoy her existence. But yeah, it's okay. It's good. Oh, keeping with games, I've been playing Fates. Yeah, I love Fire Emblem, love tactics, strategy, incest, the whole lot of it. It's been going good. Fucking my brothers, having a good time. And also, keeping with games, Overwatch, let me just formally condemn every Tracer player for forcing me to look at her fucking face. She looks like a fucking Disney princess that got stood on. I hate her, she's useless. Yeah, Overwatch is fun. That's what's been going on with me, anyway. Yeah, that's been the Robin Minute with Robin.
Wow, that's a fun one, huh? A lot better than the garbage we churn out.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the day she starts her own podcast. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
And our things, what the little that we're clinging to is going to go down the
fucking we're going to lose our
toilet.
Irish audience, which is already like a significant demographic for us.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, shit. Any feelings on some of these new hot takes?
I'm shocked that Love Live's good now, according to Robin.
I disagree.
Well, I think she's got a good point. I think they're all good except for Rin with the weird ponytail on the side.
I think she was talking about Hanoka.
Oh wait. She does have orange hair and a ponytail on the side, but Rin also does like a weird. Anyway, she has like a bump it at one point, and then like I think like a thing on top of her head. She has orange hair too.
Is she the one with dark purple skin and looking for the anti-life equation?
This confused with somebody else. Dark side.
Dark side from DC Comics.
He doesn't really have dark purple skin, but okay. I'll grant you that.
Doesn't he have gray skin? I'm going to get mixed up with Thanos.
Thanos does have dark purple skin. They are basically the exact same character.
I'm basically wanting to talk about anything besides Love Live.
Hey, but listen, they've got a... You ought to watch the Sunshine PV. It's got
It's
good. There's a demon girl.
Do any of them have guns or swords?
One of them is a demon from hell.
Well, I mean, does she kill any of the other ones or kill anybody else?
No, but she does a lot of poses and talks about demons a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's better than Love Live's ever been.
Yeah,
ever,
it's actually the best thing that's probably ever happened to the series, is there's a girl that's like, I'm from hell, actually. I'm good.
I'm from hell.
I'm from hell.
That's how I introduce myself on first dates. If I got any.
Yeah, in a hypothetical.
That's a hypothetical. I'll just date this anime character, because you can do that, right?
Well, no.
How far did you ever make it into Fire Emblem?
I think I got to the part where I married Camilla and then I quit.
I spent $60 that game. I'm still halfway through Birthright, the one that's considered the more mediocre of the two.
Yeah.
So
I got Conquest or whatever. Whichever one was the emo one, the goth one.
Yeah, the goth one.
Yeah.
I thought you would have gotten it because you love Conquest.
Well, that too. It had the more dom sexual name.
Yeah.
It was more BDSM themed.
You know,
everybody's wearing black
very...
leather.
I don't see that a lot. As an expert, as somebody who watched the first 60 minutes of the most accurate BDSM movie ever, Fifty Shades of Grey.
Oh, tell us about that, Russ.
Oh man, that was rough.
See, I read the first 20 pages of Fifty Shades of Grey, and then I quit whenever she kept on mentioning Ghost of a Smile leaving people's faces. Yeah. She said that like 5 times.
Well, she didn't have a ghost of a chance. That movie upset me. Maybe I had a little too much
to drink.
I had a little too much root beer float, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
It's a alcoholic root beer and vanilla cream rum.
Okay. That sounds fine.
It was just upsetting. It was dark. I did not enjoy that one bit. And then the last part, we were talking about Tracer's face.
I don't like Tracer.
How aroused would you be if you went to Disneyland, one of those fake, like, mom-looking Disney princesses? There was like, I'm Mom Tracer. What's up, love?
I don't know. I think it's still creep me out a lot.
Oh, okay.
The accent creeps me
out.
But
you don't creep around all the Disney princesses at a.
I don't like those.
Just me.
They creep me out.
They know they creep you out.
I don't like any of the mascots, and the Disney princesses freak me out.
What do you feel about this? And I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they brought up that in Japan, they actually have the characters, the mascot characters, in like proper proportions. So Donald Duck is played by a 4-foot tall woman.
Oh man. Oh man. I think that would freak me out.
You feel like I'm living through a bad dream.
I feel like that's horrible. So like, is Grimace just huge?
Well, I don't know. In Japan, maybe.
Well, I mean, I guess Grimace is about as tall as Ronald McDonald. So like, I don't know.
Yeah, Grimace is the size of a mountain. They painted Mount Fuji purple.
Oh boy.
And he reigns over the land with his wicked grimace.
Oh man,
the grimace of grimace, of course.
Well, hold on. So I'm trying to think of like who's the tallest Mickey Mouse character? Like Goofy. Goofy. So is like Goofy like a 7-foot tall man?
He'd have to be.
He's like a 7-foot.
I think
tall
he's
man.
Pretty damn tall in the actual Disneyland, though.
Or did they shrink Mickey? Like, did they just kind of like rearrange it to like?
He's all. They also only hire out comedy legends to play him.
Oh wow.
Because Scott Aukerman was him, remember?
Oh, yeah, he was Goofy. Yeah, I forgot.
Well, no, and he also played Goofy.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, he was... Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's what I meant by he was Goofy. I mean, he is a goofy guy.
He is a goofy guy, though.
Yeah, it's true.
I am the author of this book, Kurt Vonnegut. Think about it. So, yeah, that was a Robin Minute within the episode. It was going to be a lot more exciting. Robin apologizes. I don't. Maybe she doesn't. Do you think she'd apologize?
She'd never apologize for anything.
I apologize for Robin. If she was in real life, she'd probably punch me in the arm.
Nice.
For saying that. I'd let her punch Alan twice in the arm.
Nice.
Anyway, she probably wouldn't appreciate me apologizing for her, but she we're going to have her on someday again.
Probably for Felice Yowie Dodd too.
So let's return to our good friend, Ben Pack. Thank you. When you're by my side, there's nothing I don't know.
There's nothing to decide.
Oh, no.
God damn it, Ben. Ben orgasmed
coming?
On
Is
the podcast.
Ben coming on our podcast?
I think something's really wrong, you guys. I feel like two people. I don't know what that means, but I feel that way.
Are you
sometimes I feel
drifting
like
a la Pacific Rim?
Ben could... You know, remember when that guy, when Guillermo del Toro... Was it, no, when it's fucking Hellboy. When Hellboy drifts the alien? Remember when Hellboy drifts the alien?
Was that Sense 8? Was that Sense 8?
What the fuck did you just say?
Remember when Hellboy drifts the alien in the movie and he gets his eye
fucked
up?
On a skateboard?
No, he drifts. You know, he drifts the alien.
Was there ever an alien?
I'm having a stroke, guys.
Are you talking about Abe Sapien?
No. When Abe Sapien, is he actually an alien? I don't know what he is. I think
he's a fish man.
He's a fish man that was created by a witch's curse.
Yes.
I think in the comics. No, that part in Pacific Rim where fucking Hellboy fucking jacks his brain into like an alien man or something.
Yeah, he jacks his dick on the alien man. I think your porn parodies are starting to leak into your reality.
Oh man. You know what I mean.
What happened? Are you thinking of Gravemind again? Are you getting horny for Gravemind again?
Oh, no. I just get him mixed up with... who was the other guy that had a name that started with a G?
I don't even remember.
Gargamel. Is it Captain Quark?
Gargamel from the Smurfs.
That one time I fell asleep during the show and I got Gravemind and Gargamel mixed up.
Because, you know, I don't think the Smurfs would have lasted as long versus Gravemind.
I don't know.
So, Ben, does this feeling that you're having, does it feel like Gravemind, where, like, you're being controlled by an outside source or form?
I don't know if these are my own thoughts in my head, or if even... What? Who was the guy... Who was the guy who hung out with that robot?
Which robot? Oh, the kid from
Will Robinson.
The kid from Iron Giant.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, danger. He was Hogarth.
He had a wrench and
like
a
Hodor.
Really wanna fuck him.
Oh my god.
Ross, can you come over here for a second?
Of course, naturally.
Yeah, Ben, I'm just gonna go over here and
lie down, Ben.
Think about
jerk
Captain
your dick
Quark.
A little. Creep. Get out. Do it at least in the bathroom. Come
Russ,
on.
Russ, I think Ben might be possessed by one of the Ratchet boys, or maybe both of them.
Come on.
Look, I know you hate ghosts, and I don't know you don't believe in ghosts.
I do hate ghosts, mostly because of Danny Phantom.
Well, I know, but I think this is a thing
so
that happened to Danny
Phantom
at least
but...
once. I think I think Ben might have two ghosts inside of him.
Because
he really wants to fuck. He really wants to fuck the Ratchet. Sounds like Ratchet.
Two ghosts. Two ghosts.
Is this a it's fucking like fucked up, fucked up reference?
This is a fucked up reference. Come on.
Oh boy.
So
let's just keep an eye on Ben, and then and let's just move to the pizza segment.
Maybe it's like a stand battle, Ben.
Yeah.
Can you just go into like a trance for a second? Can you?
Okay.
I'm gonna hold this pen.
Well, can you do that? But can you be like less like I don't know, like racially offensive?
No, I'm not. No. I'm doing like a pulsing sound.
Okay.
Like a pulse. Not like
I wasn't sure that was supposed to be.
Oh, your yeah, pulse vibrating. Like Ben, put your
no, like
on.
A like a just like I'm like.
Is Dick's like a is Dick's like the antenna of a what is that one instrument again? The one that emits radio waves?
A theremin.
A theremin. It's like vibrating like a theremin.
Okay.
Have you guys ever thought about the plumber?
Mario?
No, the plumber, voiced by Neil Flynn in the first three games and Jess Harnell in later appearances.
Oh boy.
Ben, you've been possessed by some sort of ghost, haven't you?
What? No.
No.
Ghosts aren't real. Ghosts can't eat.
That's Ben, true.
Have you been eating any, like, anything that was growing in a graveyard, or did you eat some food out of a graveyard?
What did I eat today? I ate a ham sandwich.
Okay.
A ham sandwich.
For breakfast.
Why
a
for
ham
breakfast?
Sandwich
kind of
for
weird.
Lunch.
Big sandwich guy, huh?
Different kinds. Of, was it different kinds of ham? Was one spicy?
Yeah, one was Black glazed? Forest and one was, yeah.
Makes more sense.
And then for dinner, I went forward in time and ate a graveyard.
Oh, man.
You a word eater?
Yeah, what? What? What's up?
Oh, boy.
What's wrong with that?
Ross, I think I was right.
What were you
always
right
are,
about?
Alan.
Ben, we think you might have the ghosts of the Ratchet boys inside of you.
That's crazy.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. You're That's filled just... with terrible visions of the past? How he tormented you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, what if I just said... What if I just said the name of a gun, like, I don't know, the Rhinocerator?
I have a boner.
Oh, okay. I think this confirms it, Russ.
What about that gun that turned people into ducks?
Ghosts aren't real. Ghosts aren't real. Only Skid McMurrax is real.
Oh, no.
No. Alan, you remember what they taught you at exorcism school?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hold on a second. I'm just going to do some, like, hand poses. This isn't really translating very well.
Those are Naruto jutsus.
It's true. This is I learned how to expel ghosts from... It's my favorite jutsu. Hold on. I'm doing it. Okay, I did it.
No, it didn't work. Shit. It only works on one ghost.
Oh man, so
there's only one other way to expel a ghost from a human body.
What is it?
You have to record a great piece of web content between 45 minutes to an hour and 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, let's keep it going then, I guess, with our hottest
record.
Our hottest
segment. You have to record the best episode of Hogcast ever.
Okay, we can do that. It might be tough now that he's possessed by two ghosts who talk about... Oh, no.
Guys, I've got a question. Who would win in a fight? Thugs for Less, Goons, or Gleeman Vox?
I don't know what these are.
Well, how does Dr. Nefarious fit into this?
Oh, you mean Dr. Nicholas Farious?
Oh, they hit everything.
Oh, boy.
Who would win in a fight? Stuart Zergo? Or
here, Ben, we're gonna push these nightmarish
smuggler
visions away. I'm gonna sober you up. Take a sip of this special tonic.
Oh, this is like Bugs or Michael's special juice from Space Jam.
Michael's special juice.
That's right. That? It's Michael Jackson's sweat mixed with some.
Michael Jackson? Away. He was in Space Jam.
Yeah, I'm Michael Jackson.
Oh boy, you're just dancing Shabon around.
This is good. Hold on, can we? Shabon. Great, can we like take a little break and just talk about how this episode's going?
Oh, this is going pretty good. I think this.
Ben, you've sobered up a little.
Oh yeah, I think this is working. Yeah. This is working. Russ.
No, I'm like stopping the bit for a second. I really want to just like figure out what you guys think about this episode so far and the constructive criticism you have for me.
Oh, it's good.
This whole ghost bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I think it's working. I think
Forrest Whitaker levels when he was possessed by a dog.
Wait, he was possessed by a dog?
Yeah, guys, it was ghost dog. Like,
guys, I need you to do me a favor and go to the list of Ratchet and Clank characters Wikipedia page, because there's like 100,000 characters in the Ratchet and Clank
there's
universe.
More characters than the goddamn Simpsons.
There's more than like there's the more Ratchet. There's more than like Game of Thrones. What's going on?
Than the there's, fucking Bible.
Yeah, this is there's like four. Wait, okay. You know on Wikipedia, at the top. In the table of contents, it like has things broken out into sections, like 1, 2, 3.
I just
want
to say something about the Google search I just performed. Ratchet and Clank characters is the first choice when I looked up Ratchet and Clank character. Second thing that came up was Ratchet and Clank character assassination.
That's what happened to us. That's what happened to us.
Oh boy,
he assassinated us.
On the Wikipedia page. For list of Ratchet and Clank characters,
yeah.
The section 4, there's a subhead, section 4, number 20, so 420, it's funny right there, but the guy on number 420 is Dr. Frumpus Croyd.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's pretty good. Now, what about Nevo Binkelmeyer?
Maybe we'll have to switch over to some of these characters for two to
three. Yeah, I think we should just like do a little pivot. And what if I'm possessed by Artemis Zurg?
Or how about Vorn Garblack?
Clunk.
Ace Hardline.
Clunk. Oh,
I hate these characters.
Let me look up love interests.
Agricombri Frigil Ridget.
What about Courtney
Gears?
The Britney Spears ripoff.
Oh, boy.
She was a Britney Spears parody.
Oh, boy.
Because that came out in the time when Britney Spears was topical.
Not really. I remember being a kid and going, huh?
This has a thing on here that says, Jeff Gerstmann of GameSpot praised the Courtney Gears music video as a spot-on parody of recent pop music. Citing the video's synchronized dance moves and epic pop production, an incredible devotion to extreme use of autotuner.
Oh my God.
Jeff loves it.
Praised game of the year.
I'm tweeting a screenshot of this to Jeff Gerstmann right now.
You should do this.
Yeah. Oh boy. Okay.
This is very good.
Let's do our second segment, Temple Talk. Normally we talk about an episode of Lucha Underground, but we didn't watch one this week because we kind of ran out of time.
Yeah.
You can talk about anything that happens in a temple.
Legends of the Hidden Temple?
That's a good example.
What about those temple guardians? What was it like to be one of those where you just have to like stop kids from winning money?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fucked up.
Sounds like
I would love that.
Sounds like capitalism in general.
What about Olmec? Do you think there's like a? Do you think there's like people behind his face moving his mouth up and down, or do you think it was animatronic?
I think he was controlled by a human from within.
Do you think somebody's drifting?
He is a mech. He's an old mech. Think about
old mech. Oh man, maybe he is the entire temple, and that's just his face.
Maybe. Oh my god. Maybe he's a Gundam.
Maybe he's a Gundam.
Maybe he is.
Is fucking Charaz Noble or whatever the hell in there?
Charaz Noble? Is Charles that like a Chulain?
Charles Noble?
Wait, what?
Charles Noble was in Space Jam, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was one of the lesser known Looney Tunes.
Oh, funny thing. I watched Space Jam. You know who's in the background of the crowds?
Who?
The Dover Boys.
What?
The Dover Boys are all over that movie.
That's fucked up.
The Dover Boys are around. I love the Dover Boys. They're my friends.
I said that's fucked up in my Xbox One turned on.
So I played Two Snakes, but I fucked up.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Who are the Dover Boys?
They're the cartoons. I only know that they were around because back when My Little Pony was a thing, they became a meme again.
Oh, my God. I
Googled them, and the first image result is a very...
It's like, actually a very good cartoon, but every 5 years, people bring that cartoon up again.
They won't let the Dover Boys rest.
The Dover Boys must continue dying and being rebirthed.
Every 5 years.
Eternally. Sometimes for evil, sometimes for good. A la bronies. Bronies are a source of evil, pretty much, right?
I think so now. Yeah, definitely.
There's only one fan I hate worse, and that's a Ratchet and Clank fan. Ooh, I hate them.
Ooh, boy.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
We got a
fan. I love Ratchet and Clank.
We got to make a great episode of Hogcast, lest Ben turns into Das Ratchet Clankman.
We've already established that I'm them.
Do you think Harold Clankman...
Gerald Clinton.
Is a joke about Peter Venkman, the Ghostbuster, and I didn't know it at the time.
Maybe, but probably not. I'm not going to give you that much credit.
Thank you.
And as long as Slim Cognito or somebody doesn't get channeled into Ben, or fucking Mr. Zircon.
Mr. Zircon.
Mr. Zircon.
More like Mr. Zirkoff.
Okay, we both kind of made the same joke, but different ways.
Speaking of zerking off,
something that makes me want to zerk off.
Time for our next segment, Dota news. Can you guys believe that Universe is going back to Team Secret?
Oh man, no, I love that Teemo.
Teemo. Oh, Teemo. Isn't he what Junkrat was before he evolved?
I thought Junkrat was Johnny Test.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Junkrat's basically Johnny Test. Ben, I've got a theory. I've got a game theory, you guys. Hey, it's me, MatPat. I'm here.
It's MatPat. MatPat, I thought you were dead.
No, Gaijin Goomba's the one that's dead. Hey, guys.
No, MatPat, I'm pretty sure MatPat died, too. He twisted his neck trying to hit you with a katana.
No, that was Gaijin Goomba.
Oh, shit. No, didn't he try to later, though?
No. It was Mrs. Gaijin Goomba died first, and then it was... Listen. Did you see that MatPat met the Pope like a week or two ago?
Yes, I did see that.
The game theory man met the Pope. It's fucked up.
Did he ask him a game theory?
Yeah, he said, Martin Luther's doctrine, was that really the biggest game theory of all? And the Pope kicked him out of the Vatican.
Do you think Super Mario's a Catholic this week on God Theory?
He's from Italy.
That's true.
Now, the one game theory I have is, I think that that Roadhog and Junkrat are basically kind of like Australian Wario and Waluigi. Think about it.
They're like feral Wario and Waluigi.
They're kind of like nasty boy.
McCree kind of looks like Mario in the cowboy stage of Mario Party 2. If you think about
kind
it.
Of, I can see that
the same way he shoots people.
That's true.
And Luigi. Might be Soldier 76 after he got so spooked in the mansion.
That's true. His hair turned so white.
Spooky. Ooh. Hello, babe.
I hate that you can't do that voice.
On episode 50.
You can't do
that
voice on
episode
50.
Probably do it 50 times for episode 50.
Nope.
Have you heard my catchphrase, Ben?
Yeah. Just did.
Yeah, you just did it. You just
what
did
do you
it
think?
You just did it.
What do you think?
It's good.
I don't like
actually.
It.
Actually.
Let me do it again. Hello, babe.
I really like it.
I hate it.
Hey.
It's my new favorite thing. You guys are acting pretty calm to find out that I've been possessed by the ghost of your two former enemies.
I want
to
scream. I hate ghosty wosties.
Yeah, but listen.
They're very scary. But
my hair's up to turn white like Soldier 76, but we got to crank out episode 50, baby.
Hello, baby?
No, no hello, babies.
Alan, please say it for me once.
No. I won't do it, not even on episode 50.
Please, Alan.
No, it's time to talk about pizza.
To have a shot. Yes,
you can do
of
it.
Course, man.
Okay, wait, you got to do it again.
Hello, babe.
I'm going to take it and I'm going to go a little different with it, make my own.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't like new things.
Hello, babe.
Oh, okay.
And I went a little lower. I can't hit that high as much.
Hello, babe.
Okay, I'll do it one more time. I'll do it one time, Russ.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, baby.
Ugh. I'm gonna strangle
you. Do I make you horny, baby? Yeah. How about that?
Oh, I hate you.
There.
Get out of here, the back of Scott Aukerman's head.
Oh boy.
Let's keep moving on.
Domino's goes, baby. The hottest segment.
Domino's goes. The hottest segment. Literally.
Yes, because it's pizza. I ate some pizza. I had some CC's pizza. We got takeout instead of going to the buffet. Because fuck that.
I got Domino's today.
Oh hell yeah. I just got the same thing I always get at CC's. I got a Supreme and a Meat Lovers. It's good shit. I don't know.
So I probably should have ate a pizza
for our 50th episode. Yeah.
50th episode?
What was the last pizza?
Even
what's the last pizza?
Now, I had pizza, but this is the pizza that pisses Alan off. I bought Papa Murphy's the other day.
Oh, boy. Got this frozen
way
pizza.
Back home. It's not frozen pizza.
It's room temperature
it's ready
pizza.
To
it's
bake.
Worse. Just tell me what
Papa's perfect. The Papa's got Daddy's perfect pizza, just for me. Daddy's a little girl, and
just tell me what it is when Daddy gives you the pizzies.
Hey, listen, it's
half
it's
comes.
Half pepperoni, half Hawaiian.
Okay, that's a weird
it's
half and half, but that's
middle.
Fine. Okay,
it's Papa's perfect pizza.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. That's weird that that's his perfect pizza, but okay.
It's just perfect pizza. It's got the two best kinds on it.
I don't think pepperoni by itself is a perfect kind.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Hawaiian's pretty good, but...
Listen, it's for $12.
I like a pepperoni by itself on occasion because I feel like too many toppings can really ruin a pizza, but you got a nice little thin pep. I like it. Okay, here's the question. Do you guys like... floppy pep, or do you guys like a pep that's a little bit crunchy and
like
chewy?
A pep that's cooked enough to where the edges started curling up,
yeah,
and they got kind of turned into little bowls of grease.
I like both. I like the greasy bowls, as I've said it back when we had our pizza beach party.
Yeah, I like the greasy bowls.
Should we just do that again?
No,
I love the greasy beach pizza party.
No, my skin is still recovering from that.
You did get cooked alive in the oil pit.
That did happen.
It did.
Now I look like Donald Trump.
Hey, no, I did topical. Have some other good ideas. What if we were writing down the cheese on like on the olives like they were?
Like they
inner
were.
Tubes.
Okay.
Ooh. How's that?
That's pretty good.
Did we... did,
Ben,
I
what,
think I already said...
What pizza do you eat, Ben?
What pizza do I
yeah,
eat?
Yeah, what pizza did you eat?
Oh, what pizza did I eat? I ordered two, because there was a little special promo deal.
Oh, hell yeah.
I got one that was a thin crust with just, like, a bunch of cheeses.
I've never done a thin crust at Domino's.
You know, it's...
Was it the Wisconsin,
Wisconsin
five cheese?
I've done Brooklyn
style. No, it's the, like, crispy crust.
Okay.
I like that and cheese, because it's like a little, like, cheesy bread.
It's like a cheese cracker.
It's different enough from pizza. Yeah, it's
You could take this to a fancy party.
You could just order cheesy bread.
No, but the cheesy bread's different, though.
I
get what he means.
Thank you. Someone fucking understands.
And the thin crust is okay. Russ, the chicken carbonara was thin crust. Don't forget.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Fallen but not forgotten.
What's your guys' favorite discontinued Domino's item?
The chicken and bacon carbonara.
Is that it?
That's probably it.
It's up there for me.
It's so good.
It was a dark time. We were big champions of that.
I like those other artisan pizzas, too.
I only had the...
I had the sausage one.
What's another Domino's? I feel like you don't hear about Domino's introducing a lot of weird garbage and like getting rid of it quickly. That's like a Pizza Hut.
That's a Pizza Hut thing. Pizza Hut thing kind of does like the Taco Bell model, which is to say that they just like introduce a bunch of garbage, but then nobody eats it, unlike the Taco Bell stuff, which is like good.
But that's the difference is that the Taco Bell new garbage is usually, instead of being $2, it's $3. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not like I'm buying like a $20 fucking hot dog pizza like I did last year.
Well, oh, I also want to say real quick, the Quesarito, or no, the Quesalupa, kind of a failure.
Bad.
You didn't like the Quesalupa?
I did not. Just, compared to the Quesarito was like, oh,
I think the
Quesarito
is too gooey.
The Quesarito is okay.
It's too, I like the Quesarito.
I mean, the most direct comparison to me between the cheesy gordita crunch is the which is my all-time favorite.
That one's
worst of all time.
I thought there, I kind of like sub that in like occasionally for it.
Well, you like to sub a lot of things.
Well, that's true, but like I kind of swap those in and out because they're like, you know, they're kind of similar, and I like the Quesarito sometimes. I don't know.
But I wanted to say something. I did try something new today. I tried something for the first time in my life that will make both of you guys audibly gasp.
I'm coughing already.
Uh-oh. It sounds like maybe Alan's possessed.
Oh, no.
Am I on 50 of them? Crazy, crazy episode 50 if Alan died.
Hey, guys. It's me, Alistair Asimov.
Oh, I thought it was the Mucinex thing. The guy that lives in your nose.
That's what
I'm living here now, and I have squatter's rights.
I'm Grimroth Raz.
The Mucinex man was illegally evicted, and he actually had squatter's rights.
I thought you said the Mucinex man was an illegal immigrant. I'm like, that's, come on, man. That's
Donald Trump
offensive.
Kicked him out.
Vote Trump to clean your nostrils out.
He wants to build a fucking wall in your nose.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
You know, Donald Trump kind of looks like the Mucinex thing, if you think about it. Put a wig on it.
These are some good takes.
The political cartoon, Russ.
Yeah, thank you.
What were you going to say?
Dr. Seuss.
You tried something for
I tried the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's for the first time today.
Oh.
I haven't had that either.
Isn't that wild? I thought that's their, like, thing. Like,
I've been to Wendy's once in my life.
Oh.
I've been to Wendy's about, like, only I can count on one hand the amount of times I've been to Wendy's.
Oh, I go to Wendy's a lot.
Yeah, I had the spicy chicken sandwich for the first time. It was pretty good. We mostly went because Chick-fil-A was closed. It turns out Chick-fil-A is closed for the summer.
Really? That's
summer
weird.
It's run through the college food court, and college is out.
That makes sense, then.
So,
that makes sense. Weird. Yeah, okay.
It was very sad. I was going to try Chick-fil-A sauce for the first time.
Chick-fil-A sauce is pretty good. Wait, you've never been to the Chick-fil-A on campus?
It's not my campus. It's the sister university's campus.
Oh, the one in Iowa? Idaho?
Iowa, yes, the one in Iowa. I flew to Iowa to get my hands on some food that I could drive to the other side of the state for.
Okay.
I wanted to go see all the serial murderers' houses.
Nice. Iowa. So you tried the spicy chicken sandwich and you liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
Ben, what was the other pizza you got?
Oh, it was a sausage and pepperoni.
Was it the sliced sausage or the crumbled sausage?
Crumbled.
What are you, a child? A small man?
You gotta try
I'm not a fan of a sliced sausage because there's like a really, really good Polish bakery around the corner from my house that does their own sausages too. And, like, it's really high-quality good shit, and I don't like it in that imitation Domino's mess.
I got some sausage in the Czech Republic. It wasn't very good.
Sausage is good, guys.
I did buy some sausage today, though. I did buy some sausage today from the local co-op.
Speaking of things that are good, a Brooklyn pizzeria has created their ultimate pizzas. It's some sort of crazy pizza. I don't know if it's good
or
bad.
Isn't there an ultimate Domino's Brooklyn pizza?
This is a Brooklyn pizza. But this is Vinny's Pizzeria in Brooklyn has come up with a pizza, like a pizza slice that's all crust on three sides. So it's a big triangle of crust with cheese in the middle. So
It's like the ending of 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah, it's just all crust on all sides. It's a big triangle of crust.
There's stars in there. What is
my
it?
God, it's full of crust.
Exactly.
It's just, I guess this is good for like if you want to, if you have trouble eating pizza because
you
want to
die.
This is good if you want to eat pizza with three mouths and no hands. If you
this is good if you're some sort of monster from Spelljammer. This is good if you're some sort of Hydra.
Hey, Captain America.
This is good if you're a boss in Gauntlet 64.
Did you guys hear that Captain America is actually into the Greek religion and worships the ancient Hydra?
That
the
must
only
be
monster
it.
To scare the Olympians.
It's true.
Not the Titans.
Not the Titans. Never the Titans.
Never the Titans.
Not Kronos and
the Atlas? Horny mountain guy with two heads in the Hercules movie?
Yeah, that guy. Ugh. He might like this pizza, though, because he's got two mouths or two heads.
That's true.
Yeah, so I don't know. This pizza looks kind of gross to me. It looks like a fucking awful quiche. Like, I hate it. It's disgusting.
Shit. But you're Mr. Calzone. You talk about a calzone pretty much every podcast.
Yeah, but a calzone's different than this.
Not really.
This is basically Ben's cheese bread.
A calzone
bad.
Is just a fuckable pizza.
That's true.
Oh, God,
understands.
The DOS Ratchet boys are back.
They want to fuck, hey, Ratchet and Clank and pizza?
I'm the DOS Ratchet boys, and I'm here to say I want to fuck Ratchet in a real bad way.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God, it's like my favorite rapper. Barney from the Flintstones.
Oh, yeah.
Barney Rubble.
Oh, boy.
Great rapper.
Speaking of great things, here's a great deal for you
your
folk.
Segues suck.
Your
segues are terrible.
You'd think after 50 episodes, you'd figure out how to do a decent segue.
Well, mine are worse, though.
His are worse because he doesn't even use a word from the previous sentence. He just says something unrelated.
Speaking of a handgun, I'm going to blow my pizza to smithereens because I'm pissed off at it. That was because...
Oh, man. Well, here's the thing. Speaking of related things and relatives, you might have a phone plan with your relatives. And if you do, through T-Mobile, they'll give you a free pizza every Tuesday.
Oh, shit.
T-Mobile is giving their customers free carry-out medium two-topping pizza from Domino's every week, every Tuesday, a free Frosty from Wendy's, and a free movie rental from Vudu.
Oh, shit.
There's also a gift every week. And this week's gift is a ticket for Warcraft in theaters.
Oh, finally. You can finally go see the sold-out movie that we've all been waiting for.
Warcraft.
You know that movie made a ton of money in China, right?
Why? Oh, because they love World of Warcraft there?
They love Warcraft. They love Warcraft.
They think it's a documentary.
And they are so horny for green women over there.
Hey, can you blame them?
Can you blame them?
But don't they, like, not, aren't they, like, not allowed to show skeletons in, like, WoW over there? Or
That's
something?
True.
Do you think they had to edit the movie to, like, get all the skeletons and, like, monsters out of it?
Alan, I'm not gonna lie to you. There's probably not a lot of skeletons in that movie. I know how much you love skeletons.
I always thought it was, like, who's the guy that did the fucking, like, claymation?
Ray Harryhausen.
I thought it was, like, a Ray Harryhausen, like, skeletons and, like, a cyclops running around in there.
You see, Alan's favorite movies of all time, The Dancing Skeletons by the Disney company.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Undertale.
Joe, that's a movie. That's a movie. That's a movie. There's a fucking Source Forge animator filmmaker thingy of Papyrus fucking. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Fucking Tracer.
Yep.
My favorite movie is the intro from the StarCraft Brood War.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. A lot of Zerg in it.
Because it's like, so the camera slowly pans up, and you see Jim Raynor, and he's sitting there, and he goes, "It's about damn time." And then it goes like, and then there's like a Zergling.
Yeah, and then it became a simulator about hydropower, setting up dams and dam infrastructure on alien worlds.
Uh-huh.
Very strange, without hurting the local environment. Brood War was good, though. I liked it. Good expansion. Because it's damn time. Because he was working on dams at the time.
Damn time.
Anyway, back at it again.
That's back at it again here at Krispy Kreme. Speaking of Krispy Kreme.
Speaking of, well, this has nothing to do with Krispy Kreme. A divorced dad in Italy is tried to pay child support with pizza, and the court was totally cool with it.
Sounds like a cool dad.
When Nicola Tosa split from his wife Nicoletta Zuin, I think I found the reason for the divorce. Their names are basically the same.
It just got too confusing.
I got two. Listen, we can't live together anymore. This is crazy. He agreed to pay child support for his daughter, who was then 6 years old. But whenever, and it's supposed to be about 300 euros. However, after the recession in 2008, he couldn't afford to hand it over in cash. So he offered to make up the equivalent sum in the form of pies, calzones, and other meals by from his pizza business. So he offered to give her the same amount of compensation in the form of pizzas, which she rejected as beggar's change. He remarried later, and like she tried suing him for this, but he said, "Hey," but the court was like, "Yeah, I guess he offered you the 300 euros in pizza, and you never took it, so you were good." So he's good now. That's all you got to do.
If only that worked with student loans in the U.S.
Here's a bunch of pizza.
Here's
if only it worked for like if only we had a barter economy. You know what I mean? Just give people pizza.
I wish we had a bard economy where it was based around like the currency was songs.
Wish it was a Bart economy where it was just pictures of Bart that you Bart Simpson you traded.
That's already kind of where things are going.
Kind of.
When do you think we're gonna have Simpsons characters on dollar bills, Ben?
Which season of Dollar Bill?
Have any of the precedents on dollar bills been on The Simpsons? Ben Franklin's had to have been on The Simpsons at one point. Like, they had to go back.
All the founding fathers in that one Bart gets an F.
Yeah.
Okay, that probably happened. One of the Bushes is on there.
Yeah.
Obama's probably on there once or twice.
He actually plays, Marge has an affair with Obama.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me.
He's a Family Guy when both Peter and Lois slept with Bill Clinton.
Is that true?
That was an episode back when I watched Family Guy.
So last week.
Please forgive me. Yes, today.
I bet Donald
TBS
Trump's been on there.
Characters welcome.
I bet Donald Trump's been on The Simpsons.
Yeah, probably.
So, yep, there we go.
Well, I mean, in one of the episodes
see,
where
if
Lisa's
you didn't
president,
know, Ben,
she's
Alan's
says,
a huge Capital Critters fan.
There's
it's
a
true.
Joke about Donald Trump being president.
Now, what about Bernie Sanders? Isn't he the bad guy in The Simpsons?
Yeah, he's Mr. Burns' neighbor, and they
Mr.
don't
Bernie
get along.
Sanders.
I thought he was Mr. Burns.
Mr. Bernie Sanders.
Feel the Mr. Burns. Oh, man, if only he tapped into that, he could have gotten a lot more votes.
Oh, man.
He just needed some... If he just stayed in a little bit longer... He's still staying in. He just needs to make Smithers his VP. That's it. Oh, boy.
Oh boy!
Remember that one time that there was that dream sequence that that Smithers had, and he had a boner, but Mr. Burns is floating over his bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one thing I know about The Simpsons.
You know, things you've never seen or don't like.
I've never watched
a lot of.
I've only watched half of an episode, and it was the one with Troy McClure and like fish or something.
Mm.
That was it. And I think I've seen like the song from the monorail episode, and that's it.
It's a good song.
Yeah, that's it.
Here's the rail, it never fails, it makes me want to mag with my tail. When it comes, I want to wail, monorail.
Fuck Ratchet's ass.
Oh, that was a Blue's Clues reference, Russ.
I thought it was going to say something inappropriate.
Hey, remember that time that Steve from Blue's Clues did something edgy and everybody was surprised? That was my favorite urban legend.
Did he die of a heroin overdose?
No, that was my favorite urban legend of like the early... 2000s was like Steve from Blue's Clues like did drugs and went to jail. And it's like no
he's just in a band.
He almost dated a Playboy model once. He's just in a band. He just kind of lives a life.
He has a noise band.
Yeah.
He's actually the graphic designer for Linkin Park. If you didn't, he's the graphic designer for Linkin Park.
That wouldn't surprise me. Did he do the fucking Meteora album cover?
Yeah, I did.
Speaking of things that are, well, Linkin Park is bad, but you know what's good? Sonic.
Well, you know what's universal?
I think Linkin Park is
you know
better
what
than
makes...
Sonic.
Well, you're wrong.
Hello.
I'll go on
a run.
You're
how you fall.
Go, so what do you know?
These wounds, they will not heal.
Crawling in my skin.
Crawling in his
skin. He's got ghosts crawling in your skin, Ben.
That's Oh, yeah.
I'm going to
go
what you're saying.
I'm possessed? I'm possessed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's happening. Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Toods. I've got a big news story that broke today. Sonic is joining LEGO Dimensions.
Finally, LEGOs validated. See, a lot for a long time, people thought LEGOs weren't art. But now they made it art. Sega literally forced art into it, and you know what? It's very good.
There's a gif here of Gollum from Lord of the Rings trying to grab a floating gold ring, but Sonic runs in there and grabs it.
And then kills him, probably, because
bites
Sonic
off his finger,
evil people.
Throws him in a volcano.
Kills off baddies. Yeah, yep. Of course.
It's weird that Sonic sliced off his finger and threw it into the volcano.
Hey,
because he knows Gollum loves eating fingers. That's what happens.
What's the name of the king of the Azkul?
The Nazgul?
Mitt Romney.
The Witch King?
Midiar.
It happened.
Sauron.
What?
Who's
he's not
the Witch
King
of Angmar again?
That's the King of the Nazgul. The Witch King is the King of the Nazgul.
Angmar.
Ingmar Bergman?
Yeah, Ingmar Bergman.
Ingmar, I wish you'd hang less.
Basically, he would kill people by trapping them in awkward situations where they had to confront their belief in God.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Is that true?
That's a real seventh seal, if you ask me. Is that Ingmar Bergman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Is that the one where he plays death in chess?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I think you're thinking of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Oh, that's true. That's the one where he gives him a wedgie. Okay, yeah, that's it.
And then they meet the alien ghosts, maybe?
Station. You know, Station.
Station. I love Station.
Station's really good.
Do you want to fuck Station? They kind of look like Ratchet.
Yeah, sure. I'll fuck them.
Why not?
They can turn into two people, so. That's pretty good. Speaking of people, there's lots of people that Sonic could cross over with, according to a Sega poll of their fans. There was a survey in which Sega asked what particular crossovers would interest gamers, and they had several brands outside of Nintendo, including Disney, Dragon Ball Z, Capcom, Pixar, My Little Pony, and others. And then they asked about what specific characters they would like Sonic to cross over with, including...
To kiss?
Wait, what?
To kiss? They want Sonic to kiss?
Well, maybe
to kiss,
I don't know.
maybe.
Including Kirby, Mickey Mouse, Crash Bandicoot, Ryu, Link, Pikachu, and Mega Man.
What about Game of Thrones? That's hot.
Yeah, maybe he can cross over with Game of Thrones.
Sonic kills somebody.
Sonic, I don't know. He goes and kills like a White Walker or something.
Ooh, that'd be. What if at the season finale,
Sonic runs in there and spin dashes the King of the White Walkers?
Oh, what are we to do? Oh my God, it's my favorite character,
Sonic
Matthew Broderick, as Ferris Bueller is driving his car over the White Walkers.
Cameron is standing on the wall and he's screaming.
Lightning McQueen. The car.
Remember when they released that like 30-second teaser of Ferris Bueller and he's like doing shit and he's like, oh yeah.
I think you're just thinking of Cool Spot and with the score of by Tommy Tallarico.
And then it was a car commercial.
That's pretty good.
Everyone was sad.
I thought you were talking about Cool Spot, the 7-Up.
I was not talking about Cool Spot.
Russell was always thinking about Cool Spot.
He's so cool. He wears shoes and sunglasses.
Cool Spot's
like
pretty good.
Why can't Cool Spot's cross over with Sonic?
Yeah.
Now that's a good one. Ooh, what about Chester the Cheetah?
Maybe.
Ooh, yeah.
You think Cool Spot's kind of like the Mac Tonight of video games? He has sunglasses and he's supposed to appeal to adults, right?
Maybe. No, probably not.
Really? He seemed always adult to me.
But Mac Tonight has that hint of darkness and loneliness to him. Whereas I want to be Cool Spot's friend. There's a very Breaking Bad, I think Breaking Bad element to Mac Tonight commercials that you don't see respect. I think Vince Gilligan was highly inspired.
Like that time that Mac Tonight slit some guy's throat with a box cutter.
Hey, Mac Tonight might be the Dark Souls of commercials.
I mean, that's true. I could buy that.
Yeah. Well, it's working then. That's what an ad campaign's supposed to do.
Yeah. Let's see. Another thing that I won't buy is Sega's Sonic Boom Fire and Ice E3. They're bringing it to E3 and they're revealing an exclusive launch edition of the game that comes with three episodes of the breakout hit animated series Sonic Boom. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Chili Dog Day Afternoon. It wasn't me. It was the one-armed hedgehog. And it takes a village to defeat a hedgehog, which is the finale, which has Shadow in it.
So these are all things we've seen before.
These are all things we've seen before, and they're including them with the game, just in case you want to know who Sonic is or whatever, who these goofy characters are.
I was pretty scared there for a minute. One of us would have to buy that game to see. So
to
we
watch these exclusive episodes.
To watch these exclusive episodes and record back.
Yeah, but they're all episodes we've seen, thankfully.
We're buying the Sonic Legos, right?
Probably. I don't think I'm gonna buy the
plural. The plural is Lego, actually, Russ.
I was about to say.
why don't you Philistine. I'm going to fucking choke you with a mega block, you asshole. I'm gonna stuff a fucking mega block. I'm gonna stuff a fucking Kinex up your butt.
build a cool roller coaster out of it from Kinex.
Oh my god. I just thought of a horrible thing to say, and I don't know if I should say it out loud.
Well, Russ, you can always edit it out.
Okay. What if somebody sounded with a Kinex?
Okay, that was better than I expected.
Did you think I was going to say something racist about the Kinex?
Probably.
They're like the most least offensive toys ever.
I don't know. You can make some fucking horrible contraptions with them.
That's true. Like a torture instruments?
Like torture instruments.
Or you could sound with one.
Or you can sound on them. What if you made like a fucking Iron Maiden, except it was just filled with like this Kinect sticks just poking out at you?
That sounds good, actually.
Or maybe one of those big wheels that stretches people out, like the thing, yeah. The rack or whatever.
Any other torture implements that you can think of, Ben? Could you make a chastity belt out of Kinects?
That's not really a torture instrument, but okay.
Isn't that? Well, I've seen them in torture museums.
Yeah, I guess they're kind of like that.
They're pretty bad.
How many torture museums have you got?
Just one. It was in a castle. It was in Europe.
Oh, you played Dark Souls is what you're trying to tell me.
I had a very, yeah, that's true. I was playing a lot of Dark Souls and they couldn't tell fantasy from reality.
Speaking of fantasy.
The only thing that was I could tell for real though was that I was prepared to die. Very prepared.
That's true. I've got a character here that I don't know if you guys can prepare for. A special dude this week. Ben, this is a thing we do now. I think we did it when you were still on. The last time you were on, I'm going to the Sonic fan character wiki and I'm finding a Sonic character here and I list the name and I want you guys to guess what it looks like. And then I'm going to give you guys the link and you can click the link and see what this character looks like. So the name of this, name of this character is Hectic the Cyberhog.
Oh, this is mine.
Okay. So tell me what he looks like.
Oh, I love your character.
This is a little unfair, but I know exactly what it looks like. So I'll let Russ go.
Okay.
He probably looks like
Kanye West. Is that
Kanye in the Stronger Kanye video? West. I was gonna say Kanye in the Stronger video.
So Kanye, but doing his Akira cosplay. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Or no, I was gonna make a reference to Johnny Mnemonic, but I cannot name it. Keanu Reeves. That's right. Keanu Reeves, Johnny Mnemonic, just similar.
Okay. So I'm gonna send you the link here in the Skype chat. And Hectic the Cyberhog, here's a quote from him, made from perfection, built for destruction.
Ooh, Ben.
It wants to be loved, but no one loves it back. Now it only serves Dr. Eggman. Meet Hectic, one of Dr. German's most greatest robots ever created. He's likely better than Metal Sonic. He was originally called Project Havoc until he discovered who he was in real life and who the people were that killed his original body. Now he's wrapped in hate, wanting to cause chaotic turmoil wherever he goes. And if he sees you, ... well, you better hope you know how to fight, or you can just hide, because this robot is not machinery to mess with.
I don't.
Well, you better...
I really don't know how to fight.
You better watch out, then. He isn't really social to people sometimes. He can be cold-hearted and mean.
I'm looking at it. He's got some pretty...
He's...
fairly distributed stats.
Yeah.
That's...
He's green. He's got some, like, weird spike gloves, and, like, black robot eyes, but then he also has, like... I think that's like a suit he wears. I don't know if he's actually a robot or not. It's kind of weird. The eye color determines what his mood is, like some sort of like robot from the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Super speed, super strength, healing factor. He can grow back his body parts. He's a master of dark energy, illusions, and he's also invulnerable. His special move is God's Fist of Wrath. He does some random kicks and uppercuts, and then launches himself in the air, charging up his fist with enough electric light and dark energy, like the Big Bang, to do one final punch.
Oh my god.
Like the big, he does a fucking bazinga punch at you.
Did he play a lot of God Hand? Does he punch them in the dick?
No, he punches them into the ground.
Well, yeah, but...
He might hit him in the dick.
Don't you punch somebody in the dick in God Hand?
Probably.
Ben, you're the expert here.
Yeah, you definitely do. That's one of your finishers.
Yes, I should play that game. It sounds very good.
It's very good, except there's one part that's very bad, and it's where you spank a lady a lot.
Well, you've sold me on it even more, so thank you.
I'm looking at Hectic's weaknesses. His number one weakness is depression.
I think this podcast is so good.
Maybe Maybe he's a lot more like us than since, we ever like, could imagine. That,
since what Hectic has done to himself and others, he sometimes have painful memories from his mind. And since he doesn't want anyone to say anything about it, he will go at full lengths and even strangling anybody that talks about him in a bad way. That doesn't really sound like that's a weakness caused by depression, but I don't know. Water manipulation.
No, for me, it's like I have a hard time going to bed or I eat too much pizza and I feel sick.
Or I just want to lay around all day or something. But he just wants to strangle everybody. Now he also has tech gadgets like Tiny Tim Bomb Boys.
Tiny Tim Bomb Boys.
They're bombs people cannot see, but Hectic can. They stick to any surface and explode in massive power.
It's just like a Scrooge.
With Tiny Tim Bomb Boys.
And he couldn't see Tiny Tim because he had died in the future, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I do remember.
Yeah, I think about that a lot.
Your character is very good, by the way, Ben.
Yeah, this is good. Can you guys...
Thanks. I took a long time writing him, and I drew a lot from my own personal life when my real body got killed.
Wait, how could you be possessed by a ghost when your body is killed?
He has a robot body now.
You were the one to fucking have me on this whole ghost trip, buddy.
He's got a robot body.
Sure
it's fine.
Ghosts
you can,
within
a
you.
Ghost can be in a machine. That's what Scarlett Johansson told
like
me about in her movie.
I just watched that.
What movie? Really?
Ghost in the
Shell.
Shell. Yeah. It's confusing.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of numbers they throw around.
Look at this fucking babe who's always bringing anime on the show.
Ordinances. I watched a bunch of, like, classic anime movies recently because I got Netflix DVDs again.
Did you watch
again.
Ringing Bell?
No.
That's a good one.
I watched Paprika.
That's a good one.
That one's real
good. That's a good,
good one. What's the first anime memory you guys have?
Pokemon?
Ronin Warriors? I guess Pokemon, actually.
Pokemon counts.
Yeah, I guess Pokemon.
The first thing I knew for a fact was anime. I swear I would have to be Ronin Warriors.
It's either Pokemon or Dragon Ball Z. It's one of the two. Probably Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Mine was definitely DBZ.
Dragon Ball Z was a,
turning on...
I thought Dragon Ball Z was a documentary and Goku was my real dad.
Well, maybe he is.
I doubt it. You probably look at my pecs and tell that ain't no Saiyan. There's no Saiyan blood in this guy.
You do have a vestigial tail, though, so I can see how you got that mixed up.
Yeah, I know. Technically, we all
have. I remember turning on the TV, and all of a sudden we had a new channel. It was the Cartoon Network, and I got so excited. It was Dragon Ball Z, and it was Cell being formed, like, from all the different little cells. And I remember freaking the fuck out and it scared
me. I remember when he killed people as a kid, and they didn't really edit around it. They didn't pull a Shadow Realm kind of thing. Like, he fucking killed people.
He did.
He did.
Do you think that, do you think that influenced you as a kid, Russ?
Yes.
The kind of characters you're into?
Yeah, the people. I just want every, my favorite characters are stuff like Hectic, which is why.
And his cool Meteor Ana, a special katana made from Wurzite Boron Nitride and Lonsdaleite.
Hey, skills.
That's a town.
Flexibility.
Northern California.
Yeah.
His skills are flexibility. You know what his number, his second skill is?
What is it?
Hacking. That's right.
Damn.
He's the new protagonist of Watch Dogs 2.
Oh man, is he gonna meme on anybody? What memes do you guys
more like Watch Hogs?
Guys, can we
more like Watch Hogs?
Watch Hogs.
Think about that. He's like a hedgehog.
Watch Hogs.
I can't wait for the Sonic Twitter account to make that joke in like a couple months.
Steal everything.
Yeah, they need
from
to
us.
Fucking.
They steal everything
so
from
bitter.
Us.
So bitter about that fucking Sonic account.
Guys, what memes do you think are gonna be in Watch Dogs 2?
What memes make?
Yeah,
up?
What memes?
There's gonna be like a shoe. There's gonna be like. A real world advertisement, like an Adidas shoe.
It's gonna be like Damn Daniel.
It's gonna be black, and then you change him white, and you go, and your character goes, "Damn Daniel."
Okay.
I think there's gonna be one part where you confront the evil leader of the Megacorp, and he dabs.
Okay, I could see that. I think somebody might nay-nay, and whip.
Those are your two hacker friends are going to be named Whip and Nae-Nae.
You at one point have to hack your way into a Petco, and you go walk in and you yell, "I think dogs should vote."
That's my new favorite.
It's a good
meme.
It's a good meme.
Oh man, what do you think? There's going to be Dat Boy. Do you think he's going to be in there?
Oh my god, Dat Boy's.
Oh shit, what up?
Yeah, Dat Boy's got to be in there. Maybe Dat Piff, the mixtape downloading website too.
Brazzers.
Is that a meme?
I don't know. I think I check out often. It's kind of meme-ish.
I mean, you look at that website a lot, Russ. I don't know if that makes it a meme.
You're going, oh, you'd hack into like a billboard of a woman, and then she's going to be holding the, she's going to have the anime hand sign that she's pregnant.
Oh, the fucking, the anime pregnancy test. Okay.
I'd fuck a cake, would you fuck a cake?
Now we're just talking about memes that our friends make.
I'm gay and I can't get up.
I mean, that's a good meme. That could be in there.
That could be in there.
Oh, man.
Oh, hey, speaking of our friends, we got some fan questions this week from our friends.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say our fans, our friends, mostly because they are our friends.
Yes, because they're the only people that bother to listen to this.
Yeah. Friend of the show, Rory, a man who I cut my teeth on podcasting, sent us a question.
You cut your teeth on him?
That's right, I bit him. That's wild.
A man who cut your teeth open.
Yeah, I cut my teeth open because he is actually Colossus from the X-Men. Don't tell anybody. And his metal skin. I, at the time, was Beak. It's very coupled. That was...
tell him I liked, Zorn him, I liked his cameo in Deadpool.
He would have.
Well, it was better than Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Oh, yeah. You don't like the work of Monster Magnet?
Wait, what?
She's named after a song by Monster Magnet.
The only Monster Magnet song I know is Space Lord.
Who is the horniest presidential candidate? It's Trump, and he wants to fuck his daughter.
No. Who's the one? Mick O'Malley. That guy who killed that guy.
Ted Cruz? Was
really horny for killing.
Ted Cruz, the Zodiac killer?
Mike O'Malley.
Granted, Zodiac killings were sexually motivated. Probably.
Probably, but also Ted Cruz has never fucked.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's true. It is probably one of them. Do you think Bernie's horny? Do you think he's horny Sanders?
No,
I think he's too old. Horny Sanders.
Horny Sanders for the horn.
The only time he gets horny is for delicious Vermont ice cream.
It's probably true. Horn and Jerry's.
This horny Jerry's. They're probably, if a Bernie bro ever heard the joke I just made, they would come and fucking wring my neck.
It's true.
Oh, Bernie bros, they're the worst. I'm sorry.
Oh boy.
They're worse in real life, too, by the way.
I actually think it might be Dr. Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate.
That's true.
Yeah. Because she's a woman.
Oh.
I thought it was because she was raised from the dead.
That, too.
And I can't believe we finally have a female candidate running for president, Dr. Jill Stein.
Yeah,
it's true.
I wish she would just pretend to be my
grandma.
Jill Stein's monster, not Dr. Jill Stein.
It's true.
Making that clear real quick.
I just wish she would do more memes and tell people to delete their accounts more. That's all I wish.
Oh, that's all I wish.
Autobite asked, would a giant-sized ghost be any scarier than a normal-sized ghost?
Ben, you're the expert on this.
Let me tell you, two ghosts are definitely scarier than one ghost.
What if it was...
So I imagine a larger one would be scarier.
It's better than two heads. It's just like two heads are better than none.
I guess that's true.
He didn't tell
me. How is it just like that?
Two heads are better than...
Two heads just want to have fun.
Okay, That's Cindy Lauper. That's mutant Cindy Lauper's song.
Oh my god. Guess what Two Heads Are Better Than None has on Rotten Tomatoes?
What?
70%.
Oh wow, that's pretty good.
It's Good Burger has 32%.
Well, that's fucked up, because Good Burger's better.
That's fucked up. Good Burger's really good. It's Sinbad's best.
It's true. Incredibly good. And what's her face from Freaks and Geeks is in it. She's in there. It's weird. And also, what's his face? Abe Vigoda. He's in there too.
I thought you were going to say the original sailor, Sinbad. Who do you think would win in a fight? Sinbad the comedian or Sinbad the sailor?
Is Sinbad the comedian wearing the fucking super armor from the Jingle All the Way?
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, is he wearing those?
I don't
think
he ever did that.
No, Arnold did, but what if he got it?
Well, I have a 10,000-page screenplay about this.
He fights the giant rock, the big bird that carried off Sinbad that one time.
Yes.
Oh, man. Monty asked, do any of the cast of SpongeBob have dicks?
All of them.
Squidward, definitely.
Even
Squidward
Sandy.
Does on his face. Squidward has a dick on his face. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Steve the Cucumber? Is he just one big dick?
Well, Mr. Krabs has to have a dick.
Did you roll a fucking dice, Russ?
I kind of dropped a dice I was playing with in my hands. Let me roll a d6.
Let me roll a d6 to see if the SpongeBob character is a dick.
I'm
going to
do an inside check. I got a 1.
He definitely does not have
That's a critical miss. You don't even know what SpongeBob is.
I love SpongeBob. I saw the movie on my 21st birthday. Anyway.
That's fucked up.
Fucked up but true.
I didn't have a lot going on at the time.
Rusk, want to handle the next question?
Oh, of course, my friend. Paris, a.k.a. Doragon, on Twitter, asks, what would your favorite Overwatches like on a pizza?
What? Say that again?
What would your favorite Overwatches like on a pizza?
Favorite Overwatch characters.
All right. Let's see. Going just from the dome. Winston,
like bananas.
The monkey, would obviously like...
Bananas!
No, he would like peanut butter. It's like you haven't even played the fucking
bananas.
Game.
He likes bananas. And
he hates bananas.
He does hate bananas.
He hates them.
What a funny monkey.
He loves peanut butter.
Let's see. Reaper would probably just
like
get black olives.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tracer would probably get like fucking some British thing. Like fucking like mashed potatoes or...
Boy. No, we can't do this. We can't just pick what everyone like their
well,
race
no, that'll
we
be racist, but they can do that with Tracer.
Ken from Street Fighter's favorite food, favorite thing on a pizza would probably be hamburger meat, and Rio's would probably be sushi.
That's true.
And Chun-Li's would be...
Also...
dim sum.
Chinese food. Yeah.
Chinese
okay.
food. Chinese food.
No, what
Orange
about...
chicken.
let's see.
What
do you think
would
Diva's
be
favorite
like,
pizza topping?
Torbjorn would
Torbjorn
want to
like fucking
eat,
gnome food.
Who's into pineapple pizza?
I'm trying to think. McCree would probably want cheese that was made with dysentery filled water because he's a cowboy.
He just wants hamburger. He just wants burger.
All he wants would be like a bowl of chili.
I think he just kind of like. I think like McCree just eats like a weird like southwestern like taco pizza. Mm-hmm. Like one
well,
of those.
Yeah, he'd eat peyote.
Peyote? What? He eats drug pizza?
Yeah, exactly. He's a fun. Soldier 76 is probably...
Just eats old pizza. It's just old. It's just old.
Cheese pizza.
What about rations?
What about
no,
that?
No red sauce. No sugar. He probably just eats hardtack. That's his pizza.
He just eats fucking... Yeah. That's it.
Reaper. What do goths...
Black olives. It's just black olives.
Goths
just black
don't
olives.
Like black olives.
Olives.
They probably like pixie sticks on pizza.
They black olives. Russ,
black olives.
Me. I'm goth now.
Yeah, that's true. Do you wear? Yeah, you have that knit black fingernail polish on right now.
I am wearing a black t-shirt or a black polo shirt right now.
I'm wearing a shirt that references.
I like your
the
new wallet black chain, black. By the way. Actually, that's what Reaper would have on his pizza as a wallet chain.
Just a wallet chain.
And a Juggalo, a hatchet man written on in barbecue sauce at the top.
I thought that'd be Roadhog. Roadhog seems like a Juggalo to me.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
him
for
and the
sure.
Mac.
Oh,
yeah. Pharaoh would probably. Oh shit!
A
what's
pyramid.
Egyptian food? Guys, we're like.
she'd have
mommy
just parts. Cheese pizza, but it was baked with pyramid power.
A mummy hand.
Mercy.
Genji's
a robot.
Sushi.
So he can't eat anything anymore.
If you kind of think about it, Genji and Ryu are the same character because they want to be the strongest.
It's true. Hanzo. True.
What Ooh. is Ryu from Ninja Gaiden eat?
What's the most honorable food?
He's about dragons.
He's all about honor,
he likes dragons.
Right?
Dragon
That's
fruit.
His thing.
Dragon fruit.
He puts dragon fruit on the pizza.
Oh man. Spicy picante.
Widowmaker.
Wait,
snail.
Are there any Mexican characters in Overwatch?
Reaper is actually.
Really?
No,
Winston's
That's... from the moon. Winston's from the moon. Reaper's Mexican, or he has a like a Hispanic sounding name, and his That's origin cool. skin is like
and,
a brown person at least. So,
gosh.
And his like he's got like a costume where he's got sugar skull.
He has like a mariachi costume. So, if he's not, then it's even more offensive, I guess.
Did all the L.A. Morrissey fans eventually just turn straight up goth?
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
That's true.
Oh yeah, I love Morrissey. Well, Morrissey complimented as a Mexican guy, Morrissey complimented me, so I have to be a big fan of him. He said the Mexican people have really great hair and usually pretty good teeth.
Yeah,
so
I
mean, I'm a big fan of him.
Same as Reaper.
Yeah, same as Reaper. So that's why I play as Reaper, and that's why I'm a big Morrissey fan.
Because you love his Morrissey. Great hair and great teeth.
Yeah, that's true. And I do have great hair and great teeth.
Are we... Who's the jetpacket rocket lady?
Farrah? We already said she put a pyramid or mummy hands on her pizza.
Oh, yeah, that's right. what about... What's the pink-haired lady? She'd like bubblegum pizza.
Bubblegum pizza? Oh, Zenyatta.
Zenyatta would like, he'd like chips on it.
He just puts fucking orbs
silicon
on his
chips.
Pizza. He just puts fucking orbs on his pizza. I hate him.
Microchips and orbs.
He gets his pizza and he folds it up, he crushes it up into a ball and eats it.
He would just put a bunch of marinara sauce on a motherboard and just crunch it up.
Oh boy. Let's see. What are the other characters? There's Bastion. He just eats eats chicken. Chicken on a pizza. He likes.
He just eat a good soundtrack because of Bastion. Like, does anybody made any Bastion jokes? Like, has anybody ever been like the kid?
Yeah, somebody said something about if you're having trouble with Bastion, just use the Fang repeater instead.
That's true.
What about Lucio? He
nice.
Likes frogs, right?
What?
Doesn't he have a frog skin?
Yeah, that's true. I was thinking more that he would.
Oh, Widowmaker would eat frogs because she's
that too.
Brazilian kebab.
Oh, Brazilian. Oh, he puts like some Brazilian meats on there, I guess. I don't know.
Like a sword. He eats his pizza from a sword.
Man, this isn't a good joke. This is bad.
No, I told you this bit was bad.
It's bad and it's problematic, but not as problematic as the skins in Overwatch. So
Ravi asks, do you think the Cavs have a chance to tie up the series?
Who are they?
No.
Well, real quick, Reinhardt. We forgot about Reinhardt. What would he eat?
Just metal.
Oh, metal.
Just metal shavings on pizza.
Iron Daddy.
Oh, we forgot about Mercy, too. What does she eat? Band-Aids? Used Band-Aids?
She's German,
She was, like, from Sweden or something, or Switzerland.
Yeah, I think Geneva, Switzerland.
Yeah.
She'd probably eat human rights.
Okay.
Good one.
She tortures her pizza.
She's the opposite of her...
She has to heal people, but she gets it. She lets out her dark urges by torturing pizza.
Oh my god!
Think about that.
Medical torturing
pizza. She has to dissect the pizza with her scalpel,
of course,
or maybe a calzone, and cuts it open and then pretends the guts are coming out.
If you think about it, calzone is almost just kill zone. If you think about
it's a lot like kill zone. Where's the hell guest?
Oh boy.
Let's see.
Well, Ravi, Cavaliers. Do you think the Cavaliers have a chance to tie up the series?
What's a Cavalier?
They're playing the b-ball game against old Stewie Curry and the Georgia Klein Warrior, man.
I thought you said the Stewie and the Jets, and I was like...
Stewie from Family Guy?
Yeah, he took over for Benny.
Okay.
Drat! That's the thing he says. What's his catchphrase again?
Ooh, says, I hate my mom.
Ooh, I hate this wretched woman.
Oh, I remember what he says. Okay, give me a second. Hello, babe.
Oh, no, wait. I got it, guys. Do I make you horny, baby?
Doesn't he say, correct me if I'm wrong, he says, dope.
Oh, that's it.
He says, dope.
I think he says, don't have a cow, man.
Don't have a cow, bro.
Have my cow.
Have cows.
Don't have my cow.
Take my cow, please. Anyway, Ravi, hope that answered your question. Autobite asked last again. He asked another question. What is each of your favorite podcast moments?
Oh, mine has to be from episode 10.
Oh, yeah. What happened in that one? Do you remember?
I was on it.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good.
I
think you said something about fucking a tree at one point.
That doesn't sound like me.
Yeah, it might be.
I like the episode where we got really high, and there was the one part where I was like, I hate you. I hate what you've done to me.
I hate this show. I hate what it's done to me. I hate what you've done to me.
You've done to me. Yeah, I can't remember it. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
There was pits, when we sucked the pits.
That time we talked about pits. Yeah. We didn't suck each other's pit, but we talked about pits for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Let's see. That's pretty good. Those are both pretty good. They're up there on my top. Whatever.
The Robin episode where we had Robin on.
I can't remember a lot of what happened in that episode.
No, but I just
I think like she just got mad at us.
I like the part when she went, "No, no, I can't do an Irish accent."
That's a good Irish accent. You did it. We read a gross Sonic fan fiction.
That was good.
I like the Sonic.
Get Lenore on.
We should actually do that to read another Sonic fan fiction.
That's true.
Yeah, I think I like the Sonic fan fictions we read because they're all horny and bad. Mm-hmm. I like the time where Tails was walking down the stairs, jerking off.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
As we are all want to do.
As we all, a lot of times I just fall down the stairs because I'm too busy jerking off.
Can't concentrate.
Yeah, I need one of those those old person stair things, so I can just ride it and jerk off at the same time.
That's true.
Yeah, like the thing that George uses in that one episode of Seinfeld.
I think you're gonna say George Jetson.
George Jetson rides around on a conveyor belt so he can jerk off.
Yeah,
Do you think that, I think in the Jetsons universe where nobody has to walk or like do anything, I think everybody would just be jerking off all the time, constantly.
Mm-hmm. They probably have those little spring aliens in the 80s version of the Jetsons?
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That like lived at their house?
Yeah, yeah.
They probably were harvested and put in people's pants just to be jerk off slaves in their
probably
pants.
Do you think they did that in the Flintstones too? But it was like a little tiny dinosaur that jerked them off, like it was hiding underneath Barney's weird toga thing. And then
I think the Flintstones.
It's a living.
The Flintstones had to fight for their blowjobs because there was that time they made head jokes.
Wait, what?
What?
The I swear to God, the
there's a Flintstones Flintstones blowjob. Flintstone,
yeah.
Really?
We can look it up.
Okay, yeah, type in Flintstones blowjob on Google. I'm sure you'll find something good.
I swear to God, there's also the time they... Oh, come on.
Now, one of the only things I remember about the Flintstones, because I never watched it, was I watched the live action one with Rosie O'Donnell, and, like, was that John Goodman in there?
Yep.
Yeah, and I remember, like, fucking Rosie O'Donnell was, like, breaking open lettuce with her hands. It's like, if you don't cut it, if you break it with your hands, it doesn't turn brown like if you cut it. Like, huh, this is a weird thing to be learning from the Flintstones movie.
And now here she is, 20 years later, supporting Donald Trump.
Damn. I got her mixed up with Roseanne for a long time when I was a kid.
Oh, shit, I just did that.
Yeah, you just did.
You just did that, too.
I was kind of like, was Ben talking about Roseanne? I would not be surprised if Rosie O'Donnell was like...
A Trump supporter, too.
No, she's a liberal.
Hmm.
Roseanne's
one of the anti-PC police pull. What a great episode 50 this was. Ben, have you been successfully exercised?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
I think whenever I coughed, the ghost passed on to me, and then I coughed it out.
So, I guess what we've learned today.
Yeah, please.
Is that great podcasts make great people.
And also, the Overwatch pizzas. The Overwatch characters only eat pizza based on their country of origin. That's all we learned.
Just like
slash
Fighter.
What
just
they're made out of.
Or what they're made out of. It's one of the two.
Oh.
Well, think about it. I eat a lot of American cheese. I want to plug my Twitter, Piss Goblin.
Alan's Twitter, Action Alan.
Yep.
Hogcast SD. Rate and subscribe
Twitter.
To the show on iTunes.
Ben's
you can find me on Twitter at the real Shaquille.
Real Shaquille O'Neal.
Real Shaquille O'Neal. Okay.
No, I couldn't get.
I love that.
That
tweet about you. That tweet of you at the thing in your butt's too
butt's
big and you're screaming.
And that's me screaming.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's a good tweet.
That's a good tweet.
That's a good tweet.
And the one where you ask Crystal Angel to levitate you. Oh boy.
Well, yeah, this was great, and I. I'm glad you guys are finally done with the podcast.
Yeah, we're fucking done with this 50 podcast.
50 and you're done. And that's it.
I'm excited for death. As I said, prepare to die edition. It's about
I'm into this now because I'm a goth now and I play Reaper.
That's true.
Yep. All right, then. Well, I guess that's it. I guess that's it, then.
I guess that's it, then. That's how all good podcasts end. Come on, let's close it out with a little round robin game I like to call... Who was the first cartoon character you jacked off to? I'll go first. It was Marvin the Martian.
Let's see.
Mine was that big orange monster that used to chase Big Bunny around. Bugs Bunny around.
Big Bunny.
Big Bunny. Big Bunny is Bugs Bunny's He's my OC.
Oh my god. Let me think. It's gotta be your boy Sonic.
It's oh damn. Be him. See, I never did because I always got
you
too shy.
You thought he was a real Sonic person. And
yeah.
You were too shameful. To
too shameful to do that. I didn't want him to see me.
Ben first masturbated about 2 years ago, so he was a grown adult.
That explains it. Yeah.
That explains it. Anyway.
Do you think that's why he's so tall? It's because like it's because it was all just kind of storing up in his body?
Yeah.
Ben, is that it? Oh, I think Ben's gone.
Sorry, what?
I think Ben.
Oh, I asked if you were tall because you only jerked off like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because all the cum stored up in your body and kind of stretched you out like Mr. Fantastic.
You know what I was going
to
say?
I'm trying to get it all out of me now.
You know what? You know what I would have said? You know what I was about to say when Ben was gone?
What?
I was about to say, oh, it looks like Ben Gonzi.
That's it.
That's it.
Good episode, guys.
The emails. Yeah, all right, anyway.
Yep, that's it. Live and learn.
Podcast speedy delivery. Live and learn.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.
This is good Watch Dogs 2 promo. Though our 50th episode is sponsored by Watch Dogs 2.
Guys, I'm being harassed by Notch's fans because I made a joke about him and Watch Dogs.
Oh man, Notch has fans. Russ, you motherfucker! I hate your guts. Okay.
Okay, I'll pause.
Okay. Do you want me to? Okay, I'll pause. Do you want me to pause or just keep recording? Ben, what did you do? Okay. Just make sure you save that recording, Russ. I can't believe you fucking did hacker typing and you ruined the recording. You hacked yourself. Sometimes that's what happens. Sure,
no, I think you need to tell the audience what happens.
Yeah, you definitely need to do that. We're going to say Russ hit his keyboard so hard trying to hack. He's this fucking dipshit who's trying to hack things.